Hello and welcome to the SJ Chronicles. It's about 20 to 11 on Monday, the 5th of March, 2018. Hope you had a wicked, wicked weekend. I did my segment on Saturday morning, so Saturday was pretty much as planned, really. Went to my Kung Fu session and met up with Layla. Sunday, yeah, again, you know, went to the gym. That was kind of cool. Did a bit of a heavy weight session for the first time in a few weeks, which is always pretty exhausting. We tend to also purposely go on an empty stomach, often before breakfast, lunch, etc. So it can be quite hard work, but yeah, no, it's always a good feeling. You get this kind of delayed onset soreness, you know, when you do a heavy weight session sometimes, but yeah, all good. And then the other thing yesterday I wanted to mention in this podcast actually was... we watched a movie called Peaceful Warrior. It's from about 2006, and I must admit I didn't know anything about it, really. Layla mentioned that she'd heard about it, and it seemed like it's the sort of thing that we would quite want to watch. It's based on a sort of true events account of a guy called Dan Millman, I think his name was, yeah, Dan Millman, who since then has gone on to... I think write books and become a bit of a motivational personal development type of speaker. I won't go into too much of the detail of this film in case you will watch it. But you know, it's noteworthy because it actually covered a lot of the things that I talk about in these episodes about you know, living in the now and not being attached to the future or the past. As they put it in the movie, clearing the trash from your mind, take the trash out. I'm always talking about, you know, the mind chatter and trying to stop the mind chatter. Yeah, and various other things as well, you know, about ego and loving and all kinds of things, really. So yeah, it was very good in that regard. And if you want to hear about those sort of concepts in the context of a story in a movie, then yeah, I certainly would recommend it's a good watch. So Peaceful Warrior, you can watch it for free online. It's on YouTube and various other places as well, so do check it out. Today's been a good day. It's been a long kind of computer day. Spent most of the morning, to be honest, sorting out my business accounts. I mentioned last week that I needed to get them done, and you know, really it's not funny from my accountant's point of view, because they like to have as much time, lead time, as they can get to get this done. And in theory, I'm supposed to send them, I'm supposed to send this lot in August of 2017, because they're my accounts for 2016, 2017. And I think in the past, the best I've ever done is to send them like in about September, I think I did once, and maybe October once, but mostly I'm rubbish and it ends up being like February or March. So today's no, this year was no exception really, but anyway, I managed to get them all done. I was thinking, you know, that I'm sure there's a technological solution that makes these things a lot easier on the one hand, but possibly they take more time as well, because you have to set up your structure where all of your expenses are recorded or categorized. Whereas I basically end up sending either links to bank statements or copies of statements and invoices and things like that. And I've been doing this for like, I don't know, 13, 14 years now, maybe every year. So I'm well used to it, but I don't know, for some reason it's one of those things that you just have to drop your resistance to and get it done, right? I always remind myself when I'm doing it that on the face of it, it seems like a waste of time, but it obviously isn't. It's important. And yeah, it's got to drop the resistance and, you know, get it done. So that was the main thing for today, but also, yeah, various other things. Communications are obviously ongoing around all things to do with the Ralph, recruitment stuff as well, obviously, and just, yeah, you know, starting to get different parts of the planning a little bit more progressed. I also shared something on social media today that I wanted to touch on. I can't remember the exact wording, but it was something about speak in a way that people will want to listen. And the bit I really wanted to focus on was listen in a way that people will want to speak to you. So listen in a way that people will want to speak to you. And I think that, you know, that's really noteworthy, because I think I'm not a very good listener. I try and be in the moment and remind myself to be a better listener. Probably like many people, I kind of sometimes, you know, want to talk over other people before they've finished, because you have your own thoughts and then you just like blurb them out. And I do try to be as aware as I can about it and remind myself, and I'm trying to do better all the time, especially as you come into the kind of role I'm doing now and we'll have more of in the future. It's a bit farcical to think that you're going to have this sort of freedom and responsibility and allow people to live their power and to, you know, treat them as adults and let them problem solve and all those kinds of things in the context of, you know, the Ralph and leadership and all that, if you're then also going to talk over people and not let them speak. You know, so like in personal relationships, professional relationships, it's certainly something that I'm trying to focus on getting better at. So I don't know what others would say about my listening abilities or lack thereof, but yeah, so you know, I guess it's just a thing to flag and say, have you ever thought about it from a personal point of view? Are you a good listener, a bad listener? Not in a cliche sense, but in a literal sense. Do you let people finish speaking? And do you pay attention to them? Do you kind of give them your attention when they're talking to you? As I say, I'm not saying that I think I'm brilliant at that at all, but I'm aware of it and hopefully improving. So yeah, check yourself, see whether you are or not. And a lot of people are real fans of, you know, listening being more important than speaking. So yeah, maybe pay some attention. All right, wicked. Well, tomorrow is another day at home. Not having to give up the whole morning on account stuff, then hopefully can make a bit more progress in other respects. Got some more discussion documents to draft. I think those are just going to be something that you just have to do, don't you, when you're doing business. But and yeah, you know, various other recruitment emails, etc. So on we go. We're hopefully taking possession of our premises this week at some point. Not sure exactly when, probably before the end of the week anyway, but I'll for sure let you know. You just got to finalise a lot of, you know, paperwork. And also I mentioned last week about the licence of alterations, and we've got to get that done and approved by the landlord before you can actually complete the lease. So hopefully at some point this week, but we'll see. Cool. All right. Well, in the meantime, as always, take care. Be compassionate. Live in a beautiful state. Have a pure heart and get your hands dirty. Cheers. Bye-bye.